I've struggled with my weight for as long as I can remember. We're talking fourth grade. I was being made fun of for being overweight. Wasn't the fattest kid in the class. You don't make fun of the fattest kid in the class. That's rude. You find the next fattest kid. That was me. So I got made fun of a lot, like 3 to 6 years straight. It was rough. And that definitely affected my body image. I've always been bigger. I've been told I was big boned. Anybody know what that stands for? It means you're chunky. But they want to make you feel better that, you know, it's just your bone structure that you're big boned. I went back and forth with weight loss plans. I did Slim Fast. I did working out and swimming laps. I did LA Weight Loss. I did Atkins. So that was keto before it was keto. I did all kinds of things. I did trainers who gave me nutrition plans. I did Arbonne's 30-day cleanse. I did so many things. And they would work, right? They would be great. And I'd lose like 20 pounds in a month and I'd be super excited. And then it would start coming back. And every time I would end up gaining a little more than what I had lost. Then I got pregnant and I had a miscarriage. And that was very hard. I did the Arbonne cleanse, lost some weight, got pregnant again, definitely gained a ton of weight with my firstborn. Then I did Optavia and I lost a lot of weight on that and I was super excited. And we were trying to get pregnant and have another baby. I got pregnant and I had a miscarriage again. I ate my emotions. And I didn't realize I was eating my emotions until I had gained more weight. And then I got pregnant and we have our second precious baby boy, but I had gestational diabetes, so I gained more weight. And then I ended up with preeclampsia and an emergency C-section. And I was probably, by the end of the pregnancy, over 300 pounds. Now, some of that did come off, you know, that baby weight, but not much. I think I was still borderline diabetic even after having him. Also 44 now, so I would have been 42, 43. And weight doesn't come off easy the older you get. I was so frustrated. My sister came and she had done great when we did Optavia. And then I found out she had started doing GLP-1 injections. And I was like, oh, it really helped her. And she talked about food noise. I had never even considered that or heard of that. I was like, okay. So I decided to talk to my doctor. I also had a couple of friends who had had gastric bypass surgery or other bariatric surgeries. I was like, okay, I have two young boys. We have a business. My husband needs me. My children need me. I need better health. Something's got to give. So I talked to my doctor. We talked about the options. I was scared to death. On either option, I was scared to death. I had heard horrible things about, I think Ozempic, and what it can do to you mentally, which I have suffered with depression and anxiety off and on my whole life. That was another thing. I have an underactive thyroid. I had antidepressants that did not make it easy to lose weight. I mean, so many things were against me, right? And then I called my insurance and found out they wouldn't cover any of it. They wouldn't cover the medication. They wouldn't cover the surgery, nothing. And I gave up. We tried to do it on our own. We started getting protein bars. We're eating healthier. And I would lose a little bit, right? I think I was probably 280 September of last year. And I got down to 268 by April. I talked to my husband and I said, I just feel like I need something else. And he said, you're worth it. Let's do it. We decided surgery was not a good option because I would be down too long. We didn't have the means for that for our business. So we decided to go the route of GLP-1s. I am so glad I did. Guys, I was so scared. One, I don't like needles, right? I don't know many people that enjoy needles. Maybe if you get lots of tattoos, you like needles. I don't know. But I don't like needles. But having gestational diabetes, I had gotten used to giving myself insulin shots. And that's the same kind of needle that was used. So I was able to do that. Look at how God provided in that way. So we got the GLP-1 and I started in April. And today, being July 16th, about 3 months, I'm down 33 pounds. That's not huge, right? That's not earth shattering. 3 months, 33 pounds. But it's real and it's sustainable and I'm still going. And I know I have a lot longer way to go. 233, 234. I'm 234 pounds. I want to get well under 200. I still have a long way to go, but I can see light at the end of the tunnel. You guys, I know it's scary. but it's also scary to be at the weight I was at, to not want any pictures taken of me, especially nothing from like here down, right? Like, okay, well, we'll stretch out our neck and we'll do face pictures. It's not fair to my kids. They want to know, they see me as their mom. That's it. They don't care if I'm fat or skinny or whatever. Then I started looking for other options, because when I was doing ZepBound, it was not going to be cost effective long term. And I've now found a way to do it what will probably be the rest of my life. I've been on thyroid medication since I was a freshman in high school. I've been on antidepressants since my freshman year in college. I don't see this medication being something I stop because of how much it is helping. It's helping with inflammation. It's helping with my mental game on food, because if you've been overweight, you get that. Like, I want to eat that, or, oh man, that looks good, or I shouldn't do that. And you're this constant battle in your head. I don't have that anymore. Yeah, I still get cravings. Yeah, I still eat chocolate cake every now and then when we go out to eat. But I don't have that constant eat this, eat this, eat this, eat this going on in my brain. That's a miracle in and of itself. If you have any questions about getting on a GLP-1, there's like three options or more now. I would love to talk to you about it. It is scary. I get that. It's scary. Not knowing what the side effects might be until you do it is scary. But you get to choose your scary. The health complications you're going to have from being overweight or trying something new. Drop a comment. Say, me too, in the comments. And let me reach out to you with what I've done and if I can help you. Thanks for listening. Give me a follow.